everyone. Thanks for listening to another episode of Woman Well-Rounded Radio. Thanks for joining me on this wonderful Monday. Today's episode is going to be about 90 Day Fiancé. Boy, last night's episode was super explosive, and on top of that, there were unexpected events that occurred. So, let's talk. Let me go down the list here first. Let's talk about Darcy and Jesse. Jesse's from Amsterdam, Darcy's from Connecticut. So, he basically had her meet him in New York City. And she had her Louis Vuitton luggage in tow. And she basically had was all done up, fur coat on, don't know if it was real or not, this white dress, makeup, hair, red bottoms, whatever you want to, call it. I don't know what that was, because if she had all that money on her with Louis Vuitton luggage and expensive shoes and a fur coat and, jewelry, what have you, she should have been able to afford to get a chauffeur or even an Uber to the city. I'm sorry I wouldn't be on the train with my Louis Vuitton luggage, because that's super expensive for Louis Vuitton luggage. And red bottoms, fur coat. I mean, she just looked completely, to me, in my opinion, and this is my opinion, she looked ridiculous to me. I don't know where she was going. What was she doing? I mean, why couldn't you just, I mean, if you're driving in an Uber, why not? Like, why not take a chauffeur? If she wanted to really do it big, if she's a materialistic person like that, which it looks like she is, I would have just gotten a limousine, perhaps, or something. But she's a trip. She really, she's really into herself, and I think she's very insecure. And her and Jesse were just not going to be a good pair. So, like, 5 seconds into them seeing each other, they were already arguing. She's screaming, getting out of the cab, get out of my life, with her luggage in tow and fur coat. I mean, she just looked like a clown to me. And she has some serious problems, which is probably why she was looking for someone across the way. And he's a little militant. He has some issues too. So it's like they're both orbiting around the sun or the moon in different directions. And they're just the complete opposite. And in this case, they are not opposites who actually attracted each other, because he did not stay. They're just not connecting. And it wouldn't work anyway. I'm sure this guy is young. He's what, 24? So he's young. He would, I'm sure, want his own children. And she's 42. I mean, she could probably have another child or so, but it would probably be a little bit more difficult, having to take into consideration her age. So that is something we'll have to stay tuned and watch. I don't know what they're going to do, but I think they're actually over. I think they really are officially over. So let's move on to the next couple, Paul and Karine, or Karini, whatever. She's from Brazil, and Paul is from Kentucky. He's 34, and they recently lost the baby, actually, which the doctor confirmed that the baby stopped forming, or something happened at week 8 of her pregnancy. So they're really going through a very difficult time, and I'm not sure how they're going to be able to comfort each other. I know that they've been using the translator on the cell phone. I just think in this kind of time, it's going to become increasingly difficult to communicate. When you really want to talk, you have to rely on a cell phone translator to, relay back and forth what you guys are saying to each other. So it's just a really weird thing. So I don't know, maybe their marriage is not going to last. She seemed to really, really only be into Paul and staying with him after she became pregnant, and he wanted to really work it out with her, and she wanted to give him another chance. So we're going to see, is the marriage going to uphold to this? Are they going to be able to get through this? because this is a very difficult time for them right now. So, good luck to them as far as that. So we're moving on to the next couple. Let's talk about Angela, who's 52, and her 30-year-old Nigerian boyfriend. His name is Michael. Okay. He's, you know, and he's an innocently naive Nigerian man who has, I think, a very widely ranged misconception of America. He's excited about seeing Donald Trump. He's excited about coming to America, and that's fine. Everything is fine. I just think that his intention is to come to America to be starstruck. And she basically told him, you know, I live a boring life. Are you going to be able to do that? I think he really is going to just marry her to get over here. And I think, my own prediction, he's going to give her hell when he gets here. I really do. I think he just wanted to get here to come over to, you know, live the American life, experience things. I don't see that lasting because he did say in the beginning that he wanted children. So this guy is only, he's only 30 years old. She's 54, she's 52. So how is that gonna work? He said he wants children. She can't have children at this point. And if she did, it would be ridiculous to even try to put your body through anything like that at her age. They would be better off adopting as a couple. That probably makes more sense. Maybe an older child who really is in need of a home. That might be a nice route that they could take. But I don't see her having children. I mean, she's too old. Seriously. No offense. But I mean, you know, when you're a woman in her 50s, chances are you've already had your children when you were younger. So it just wouldn't make sense to me. So moving on to the next couple, we're talking about Rachel and John. He's from England and she's from New Mexico. Okay, this still is kind of, I'm still trying to figure out where the father is, her baby's daddy. Where is he at that he's not in this child's life at all? Her daughter Lucy, like, this is a child, she's not even a year old, and she was already talking to this, well, she was talking to this guy when she was pregnant with her daughter. So apparently the baby's father has never been in her life, and obviously isn't, because she's traveling with this baby across the world to see this guy. Now they want to get married, and she discovered on his social media account that he was talking to his ex-girlfriend and basically telling her that he loved her and, you know, of talking about his past mistakes and he's sorry he broke her heart. And I feel like this, if you're not in a relationship with anybody anymore, there's no reason to continue the conversation. There's no conversation to be had. There's nothing that you need to say to someone who is an ex-boyfriend or a girlfriend, especially if you're getting married. There's nothing to be said. That is in the past, and the past needs to stay there. You don't need to rehash anything because people get the wrong message and think that you still want them, and they believe that there is a chance because you're giving them the time of the day. And it just doesn't make sense. So I really feel that John is holding his anger in, and I think that Rachel is going to have a rude awakening, and I don't know if this is going to last. I think he's just an accident waiting to happen. I really do. I think he's got a record that's already something that should have been a huge red flag to her, that he has some anger management issues, some serious anger. Do you think that he's not going to reflect that on you? How do you know that he wasn't violent in his previous relationships just because there's not a police report out there? So I feel like this, his record is enough for me to have ran the other way and fast. So if she's not running now, she will be running in the future, because I'll tell you, he is definitely holding back his true self. He's holding back his true identity of who he really is made of, who he really is. And that is an angry person, an angry man who has a serious anger management issue. He has a serious anger issue. And it seems that he hasn't addressed that. So I'm curious to find out how this is all gonna unfold with Rachel and John, because I just see him as someone who's pretending to be this nurturing, calm man. And as soon as he gets a couple of drinks in him, he turns into a monster. That's what I think. So if you notice, you really haven't seen them like drinking and having a fun time like that because of her daughter being with her. But I think once they get a couple of nights out on their own, or just maybe she's able to give her daughter to the father for visitation or custody or whatever it is, I think she's going to begin to see a different side, because they haven't really been able to experience each other as a real couple because they've had the baby. So they haven't been able to do all the adventures and have those late nights. And I think if she didn't have the baby with her, I think she'd see him in a different light. I think he really just puts on a show for her just because he's trying to, you know, deceive her. So do I think it's love? I think partly it's love, but I think he's also being dishonest as far as his issues. I think he has some mental issues, and we'll see how that unfolds in the show. Let's move on to the next couple, Ricky and Melissa. Melissa is not there anymore. He actually started talking to another woman. Melissa basically went there to see her, and she just played him and was lying to him. So now Ricky is with his rebound, who he asked to marry him, and she said yes. And I think she's a genuine woman, very nice, from Colombia. She seems very, very real. She doesn't seem to be fake. They are able to speak Spanish back and forth to each other, so there's no language barrier there. I just think that she really is there genuinely for him, and I think he wouldn't have thought of her that way unless he was dumped by Melissa. I think that he wouldn't have been able to ask her to marry him because he just would have been too tied up in the other girl. I think what he did was wrong. I mean, he told her the truth, that's fine, about why he really was there in Colombia. But I don't know. I just think he's using her as, you know, like the rebound. Like, oh, you're the second choice, and I actually like you now because you're now the second choice. So now you're growing on me because I have to look at you all the time. So we'll see how that unfolds with Ricky. Tariq, let's move on to him. And Hazel is from the Philippines. Tariq is from Virginia. Tariq is a fool. I'm just going to put it out there. He's a complete fool. He basically... this girl is not into him. This Hazel girl, this woman, I don't know how that's going to work out if he does actually marry her, because it looks like there's nothing that's going to stop him. He's going to marry her regardless of how many red flags and warning signs and bright neon signs are in front of his face. I think he's just blinded by whatever dream he has of marrying an exotic woman. I think that's all he's concerned about. And he doesn't see that he's really being played for a fool. All she wants is to just come to United States, live a better life, and she thinks that she's gonna do that with him. She's looking for a rich man, and we know that Tariq is not rich, so that's gonna be a problem when it comes to him and her having to come back and live and in the United States, and his daughters around, and not to mention Tariq. I don't know if she knows. I'm not sure if he's aware of her 6-year-old son, but she has a 6-year-old son who's with the father. So I don't know how that's going to work out with her kid in the United States and her and him and his kid. That's just a really weird situation. She's just using him all the way around. And he's going to eventually see it. He might not see it now, because he's a fool for love at the moment. He's just blinded. But he will see it eventually when things start to unravel with him and her. I don't think that's going to last at all. I really don't. So let's talk about Marta and Daya from Algeria. And Marta is from Wisconsin. First of all, she's a 30-year-old stripper. If, honey, you're too old to be stripping, number one. Number two, you were supposed to have at least used stripping as a way of coming up in life, not staying as a 30-year-old stripper. Seriously, I think that's just ridiculous. That's not a career. What are you going to do? That's what your job, that's what your resume says for the last 10 years is, I've just been a stripper. That's crazy. I don't know where she's going to go and find a job, but I guess she's going to have to stay stripping, because she certainly is not going to be used to going to McDonald's and working, because that's all her qualifications are going to be for, besides, I guess, going into the porn industry. But I have no idea. That's ridiculous. And her boyfriend is from Algeria, and he's Muslim. And he didn't like the cross on her neck, and he's not answering the phone, and he's been scarce. That whole situation is whack. It's just, he's a herb, she's a fool. And that's something that I'm not going to put too much time in, because I don't like that whole situation. I think it's silly. And she needs to find a different job rather than being a stripper. So, that's basically my recap of the 90 Day Fiancé. Let me know and call in. Leave me a message. Let me know if you liked this episode and what else you think I should touch on and make new episodes with. I have a lot of new material coming up, guys. I'm still working on it. So I'm going to be putting up a lot of stuff this week. So you'll see some episodes pop up for me on different times. It's not my usual routine. So that's going to be very exciting for you guys to listen to. So I'm really excited to announce some big moves to you all. And stay tuned. You are listening to Woman Well-Rounded Radio. Thanks for listening to another episode of Woman Well-Rounded Radio. Okay. I just want to briefly talk about Cardi B and her arrest. I said that in my previous podcast on September 24th that she will get a reputation in the industry of being hard and difficult to work with. And it seems to be happening. Allegedly, she was charged with ordering an attack on two bartenders at Angel's strip club in Queens, New York. So she was actually arrested this morning and had to turn herself in. Basically, she was charged with two misdemeanors, assault and reckless endangerment. So are we not cheering anymore for her? I mean, I'm a Cardi B fan as well, but she's really getting herself into some silly trouble, especially as a new mother. This isn't setting an example for her daughter. This is not setting an example for her fans who are looking up to her as well. So, do I think Nicki Minaj acted accordingly? Absolutely. She acted as a lady, like I said. That's what you're supposed to do. When you're in an industry like this and you're making so much money and you have endorsements and people are watching how your character is, you would assume that it would change you to slow it down. You don't need to bring the streets with you anymore, because the streets need to be left behind once you have reached a certain status, you know, in society. You don't need to do that because you've made it. You've already made it. We all know your struggles. You were a stripper who turned into a rapper who is now famous. So we don't need to bring the streets, and, you know, you don't need to do that and have vengeance on people in the streets, because you already are showing them that you're doing good because you've come up. You don't need to go back down to their level and get yourself in trouble. And now these people potentially have a lawsuit against her where she's going to have to settle out of court with some sort of monetary compensation to these women. And that's what I think about Cardi B. I think Nicki Minaj acted just accordingly. So, you know, why did she want to attack Nicki Minaj over some lies and nonsense? She's clearly out of control. She's a brand new mother. And I guess she was upset about these women who allegedly had sex with Offset. And she was upset with that. But where's the proof? It's just all hearsay. It just sounds like someone is, you know, buzzing in her ear. Like I said in my last podcast episode, someone's buzzing in her ear, getting her riled up, and she's going out and acting it just how they want her to. Like a fool. I think it's ridiculous, and it says a lot about your character as a woman when you're walking around ordering fights or trying to fight someone. I mean, that's silly to be a woman like that and trying to fight someone. It's really, really silly. And you're only bringing yourself down when you stoop to someone's level in that way. Let me just say this, words to the wise. It's not fun to get yourself arrested. For the normal people out there who are listening, who are not a famous person, who are not making $1 million a year, for the people who have to get out and work hard, it's not funny to get yourself arrested, catch a case, and have to figure out, well, I just lost my job because now I have a criminal record. You don't get anywhere with fighting. You don't get anywhere with acts of violence, because do you realize you're actually ruining your own pockets? You're taking away your own bags of money, because you can't, for the normal person acting accordingly like that, you can't get a job anywhere. Your record stays with you. You have to go before the Board of Pardons and Paroles to get it expunged, if they even let you do that, because there's a long waiting list of other people in front of you for that kind of process. I just think it's ridiculous. So for the fans out there that are listening and clapping and cheering for Cardi B, think about your own personal lives. You're an average person who's a hardworking person who's just trying to make it in the world. That is not how you need to act, because repeating what someone famous has done and being influenced by their bad behavior is not going to help you in your normal life of a normal average person. It's not going to get you anywhere. Those people feel that they can do things because they have money, but it doesn't always get them out of it either. It just helps them acquire a more expensive attorney, but it doesn't get you out of charges. So that's my opinion on that whole matter. And it actually was true about what I thought about Cardi B. She's gonna retain this image, this the industry is gonna talk about her, this persona, her character. It says a lot about her. And she's going to have that reputation of people not wanting to work with her, I guarantee. So let me know. Call in. Leave me some messages. I'd like to hear what your opinions are and I'll put it on the air for others to listen to. You are listening to Woman Well-Rounded Radio. Hey guys, thanks for listening to another episode of Woman Well-Rounded Radio. I'm your host, Woman Well-Rounded. I have been away for the last couple of weeks because I'm working on so many projects. I have various things going on, and I just wanted to put a show in the air for today because I have several topics that I'll be talking about this week. Some of them we're going to be including about the caravan that's headed towards the U.S. border. I'm also going to be doing a recap of 90 Day Fiancé. And today's episode is actually about Maury, the Maury show. Not sure if anybody still watches it or if you have watched it in the past, but I just wanted to reflect on that briefly because I think it's something that needs a little attention. On my downtime, when I actually have, you know, an hour to myself to actually breathe, sometimes I flip on the TV and I, you know, browse and just see what's new, stay current on events and things that are happening around the globe. And I happen to stumble across the Maury show and I see women on there screaming and shouting and they're looking for their baby's daddies and trying to get the DNA test and just everything. And I became so disgusted looking at that show because I think the Maury show should be put off the air. I think it should be taken off because it's completely preying on the ignorance of unsuspecting people to come on the show. I don't know what kind of bribes they give them, maybe a free hotel stay or some money for the day or something, but whatever it is that they do to get these people on the show, I find it really disturbing. The show is just really based on finding ignorant women, specifically African American women, and other women of other backgrounds who are not realizing the fool that they have made themselves out to be on national television. They have a crying wall, and you know, once they find out that the guy is not the baby's father, they run in there in just disbelief and, oh my gosh, I can't believe this is happening. And you know, 9 times out of 10, you know that the guy that you're taking on national television may or may not be the father, period. You wouldn't have to do that because you can go to your local court area in your state that you reside in and get a DNA test for free. You don't have to pay for that. And they will also bring the guys in to get a DNA test. So I don't know why the Maury show still is preying on people coming in on the show to get a DNA test, preying on the ignorance of other people and the unsuspecting guests that are on the show just really are being made fools of. So I wanted to talk about that. If you can tell me, call in, what is your take on the Maury show? I think, you know, it should be taken off the air. I think it's crazy. And I think it's really a show that, you know, the producers and the directors, they coach these people to coming on the show and screaming and yelling and sounding so angry, and they're just really upset and belligerent, and they put them on the show all riled up, and these people end up making a fool of themselves saying that I want to know who my baby's father is and all of these different things. And I think it's ridiculous. It's sad. And maybe someone needs to come out with that. Like, maybe I'm the first to say something about the show, but I really think that it should be taken off the air. Or maybe he should come up with a different angle of how he's, you know, approaching topics instead of preying on people who are looking for the fathers of their children. I think that it's sad. I think it's disgusting. It's pathetic for the people. And I think it just shows
how people still are willing to put themselves on national television to be made a fool out of. And I think it's just shame on the Maury Show. Complete shame on you, Maury and its producers, because the show itself just, it's just a, just buffoonery. It's just foolishness. It's like a circus of people that come on the show, and they only have the same topic. My so-and-so slept with so-and-so, and lie detector tests and DNA tests. And that's what his show has been for the last few years. That's the only topics that the show has actually produced. So maybe they need to come up with something else and, you know, have a different idea. Maybe, you know, move the show to a different, you know, some sort of approach. I really don't know what the answer is, but I think they should really stop with this DNA and lie detector stuff because it's stupid. I don't know who's still watching that. I know I haven't in years. And when I actually did turn the channel to find out what that topic was on the show that particular day, I was just disgusted. And I think I turned within 30 seconds. It was something like that. And I just figured I'd put this out there because I think it's crazy. So if you're in agreement with me regarding the Maury Show, let me know. You are listening to Woman Well-Rounded Radio. Stay tuned for more episodes coming up next.